在我旅途中，龙冠在剑意，掠过深幽谷和中山林，主曾应许说，我永不弃你，深深的应许永不摇离。天上的荣光，天上的荣光，照耀我魂间，荣耀无比。哈利路亚，我心在欢跳，用唱词赞美耶稣属我，因你笼罩我，思念会困我，呼唤着彼主，月光一明，他就是真。
今天是2021年第一个主日。
Today is the very first Sunday of 2021.
经过了非常不容易的2020年。
We all have gone through a very challenging 2020.
我们对2021带着非常深的期待。
And toward 2021, I believe everybody has this great expectation.
我想很多的人都会觉得说，盼望在新的一年，所有外面的环境会有大的改变。
And most of us expect the environment will be greatly changed in this year.
很多人说熬过了2020年。
And we finally finished and gone through 2020.
好像我们看见这个疫苗是一个曙光。
And vaccination availability is like the first light in the dark.
2020年遇到各样的外面的灾难好像也都过去了。
And all the disasters and challenges in 2020 have finished.
但是当我们读到圣经路加福音第21章。
Yeah, if you read Luke chapter 21 verse 10.
在第十节他说，当时耶稣对他们说，民要攻打民，国要攻打国，地要大震动，多处必有饥荒瘟疫，又有可怕的异象和大神迹从天上显现。
Where Jesus said to them, nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, famines, and plagues in various places. There will be terrors and great signs from heaven.
好像我们遇到了各样的情形。
Yes, we surely have encountered different environments.
当你再读到马太福音第24章。
But when you read in chapter 24 of Matthew.
第八节讲到说，这都是灾难的起头。
Verse 8 says, but all these things are the beginning of birth pains.
我们盼望这些灾难很快就过去。
We all hope these disasters will end soon.
但是主的话有没有让我们觉得很受震撼？
But aren't the words of the Lord here greatly shake our hearts?
如果这不过是灾难的起头。
And if this is just the beginning of the pain.
我们讲到说这个灾难它原来的意思好像是生产。
And in the original wording it says the beginning of birth pain.
是在这个阵痛里面。
So it is the pain of giving birth.
那我们知道这个阵痛那个频率是越来越快。
And we all know the contraction pain before giving birth increases in frequency.
那个强度是越来越强。
And increases in the strength.
弟兄姐妹，如果这是灾难的起头。
Dear brothers and sisters, if And if these things are just the beginning of disaster,
主来的日子近了
which tells us that the return of the Lord is near,
我们有没有预备好
Are we ready for it?
当我们想到说是的，带着一个期待，盼望说明天会更好
While we're hoping tomorrow will be better,
但是我们读到主的话，叫我们里面有一个敬畏
Yet when you read the word of the Lord, we have this reverence occurring within.
我们盼望预备好等候主的再来。
We hope to be ready for His return.
弟兄姐妹，神的话不是要我们惧怕胆怯。
Dear brothers and sisters, the word of the Lord is not for us to be fear.
我们是带着一个正面的期待。
But have a positive expectation.
是期待主的再来。
Expect for His return.
期待主要做成他荣耀的工作。
Expect that the Lord will finally finish His glorious work.
教会要成熟，要长。
And the church will mature, will grow up.
主的旨意是必定会完成。
Because the will of God will be fulfilled for sure.
他要得着一个荣耀的教会。
Which is obtained for himself a glorious church.
这是我们的期待。
And that is our expectation.
这是我们的祷告。
And that is our prayer.
我们祷告主在2021年他把他的祝福倾倒下来。
Our prayer is that in year 2021, the Lord will pour down his blessing.
早间我们在这里和弟兄姐妹分享同盟属天的呼召
And this morning I'd like to share with you the topic Partakers of the Heavenly Calling
请我们一起读希伯来书第三章第一节
We'd like to invite you to read together Hebrews chapter 3 verse 1
同盟天召的圣洁弟兄啊你们当思想我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣
Therefore holy brothers who share in the heavenly callingFix your thoughts on Jesus, the apostle and high priest whom we confess.
同盟天召的圣洁弟兄啊
Holy brothers who share in the heavenly call.
当我们真知道说这一个属天的呼召
So when we truly understand this heavenly calling,
是神呼召他的儿女们
It's a calling from God toward his own children.
是他已经为我们付了很大的代价
Yes, because he paid the price for us.
他为我们赢得一个高超的地位
And obtained for us a heavenly place.
但是今天这个呼召不是说叫我们只是得救而已
And this calling does not stop at just being saved.
这个呼召叫我们达到他为我们所赢得那个高超的地位
But to reach the high place that he meant for us.
今天我们在地上有各样不同的人有不同职业不同的工作
And we live in this world we have different jobs have holding different titles
是的你可能是学生
Maybe your role is a student
你可能是一个工程师
Or an engineer
你可能有各种不同的职业
Or different occupations
也许你是家庭主妇
Maybe you're a housewife
也许我们已经退休了
Or maybe you're a retiree
但是我们都有一个在地上我们的生活我们说我们有我们要做的事情
Yes, we have different responsibilities for things on earth
但是当这一个属天的呼召我们里面真的认识了
Yeah, if we truly understand and realize heavenly calling
这一个呼召让我们认识到我们有个属天的职责
So that we know we all have this heavenly responsibility
我们的职业不是属地的这些
And our job or profession is not that of this world
我们整个生活的中心不是就是我们好像地上各样琐琐碎碎的事情
And the focus of our daily life should not be things on this earth
基督是我们的中心
But Christ is the center
他是我们的一切
And he is all to us
我们有一个天职
So we have this heavenly duty
今天我们活在地上
When we live on earth
但是我们是属天的子民
We are of heaven
今天早间我们来看这个属天的呼召
So this morning I'd like to share with you this heavenly calling
弟兄姐妹我们祷告
Dear brothers and sisters, it is our prayer
不是只是我们头脑知识说我知道了一些
that we don't just comprehend in our mind.
这个呼召我们真的认识了。
But truly from within, we realize this calling.
影响我们的生活。
And therefore, it will have impact in how we live.
今天我们在地，我们过一个属天的生活。
So we may live on earth, but we live in a heavenly manner.
我们整个的方向，我们人生的目标。
The direction.Of our life,
我们乃是向着天而去
should be toward heaven.
我们也知道让天来控制我们的生活
and heaven should control how we live on earth.
我们求主开我们的眼
Oh Lord, open our eyes.
让这个呼召对我们来讲是那么的真实
So this calling can be very real to us.
第一个我们要来看见蒙天召与主同坐天上。
And the first thing I'd like to share with you, being called heavenward and be seated with the Lord in the heavenly realm.
在约翰福音三章十三节讲到说，除了从天降下仍旧在天的人子，没有人升过天。
John 3:13 says, No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man.
我们的主他从天而来。
Our Lord came from heaven.
他虽然在地上，他仍旧在天。
Although lived on earth, he remained in the heavenly realm.
我们看见他为我们完成了所有救赎的工作。
And he finished the work of redemption for us.
今天他有一个荣耀的旨意。
And he has this glorious will.
他为我们得着了荣耀，为我们得着了一个高超的地位。
That for us, he obtained for us the glory and a heavenly place.
他走过最卑微的道路。
By taking the lowliest way on earth.
他为我们死，且死在十字架上。
He died and it was a death upon the cross.
他被埋葬。
He was buried.
但他复活，他升天。
Yet he resurrected and he ascended into heaven.
今天我们一起来读一下以弗所书第二章第五节。
And let's read Ephesians chapter 2 verses 5 and 6.
当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
Made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved.God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realm in Christ Jesus.
我们与主一同活过来。
So we were made alive with Christ.
一同复活。
And we resurrected with him.
他叫我们知道说我们现在得着了一个和主同坐在天上的地位。
And we have obtained a position which is be seated together with the Lord in heaven.
与主同坐天上。
So we are sitting with the Lord in the heavenly realm.
弟兄姐妹，这不是我们努力我们达到的。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is not achieved through our own efforts.
这是我们的主，他为我们复活，他为我们升天。
But our Lord who died and resurrected and ascended into heaven for us.
今天我们知道他的死把我们都包括在他的里面。
And his death has included us all.
他死了。我们和他一同死了。
He died, we died with him.
他埋葬，我们和他一同埋葬。
When he was buried, we were buried with him.
他复活，我们和他一同复活。
When he was resurrected, we resurrected with him.
但是我们知不知道他升天，我们和他一同升天。
But the question is, do we know when he ascended into heaven, we ascended with him?
今天我们是和主同坐天上。
Therefore, we are sitting with him.The heavenly realm now.
我们的主他怎么样？虽然在地，仍旧在天。
How our Lord lived on earth but remained in heaven.
今天我们要知道，我们今天在一个属灵的实际当中，我们是在一个怎么样的高超的地位
？And in the same manner, we are in that spiritual reality as well, a high place in heaven.
可能当我面对各样的环境，我的生活。
Maybe we're dealing with daily circumstances.
我们常常忽略了，或者我们想不到，或者说我们感觉不到，今天我是与主同坐在天上的。
And maybe it did not occur to us or feel that we are sitting in the heaven with the Lord.
因为这每一件事情你所遇到的是那么的真实。
Because the things we're dealing with are so real.
但是弟兄姐妹，今天有一个属天的呼召。
But dear brothers and sisters, There is a heavenly calling.
那这个呼召临到我们身上。
And that has come upon us.
今天要把主已经完成或者他为我们赢得的一个地位能够真实的在我们的生活中在我们每一天所过的日子的里面能够实化出来。
Actualize what God has done for us in the spiritual reality.
所以一个讲到属灵的实际。
So one thing is the spiritual reality.
那这个呢需要我们在生活的里面把它实化出来。
And on the other thing is to actualize that reality in our daily living.
因为这个呼召是一个属天的呼召。
And this is a heavenly calling.
让我们知道我们不只有一个地位我们与主同坐天上。
So that not only we know we have that high position with the Lord in the heavenly realm.
今天我们要认识到说仇敌在我们身上是没有权势的。
But also we need to realize the enemy has no hold on us.
原来我们是与主同坐天上。
Because we sit with the Lord in heaven.
今天世界在我们身上应该是没有地位的。
Therefore this world should have no power on us.
因为我们是与主同坐天上。
For we are above them sitting in the heavenly realm with the Lord.
我们虽然在地。
Even though we live on earth.
但是我们是属天的子民。
But we are the people of heaven.
这是第一个我们要认识的。
So this is the first thing we need to realize.
那第二个我们看见蒙天召成为主的同伴。
And the second thing I want to share with you is to be the partners of the Lord because of the heavenly calling.
在希伯来书第二章第十节和第十一节。
And in Hebrew chapter 2 verse 10 and 11.
原来那为万物所属为万物所本的要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全本是合宜的因那使人成圣的和那些得以成圣的都是出于一所以他称他们为弟兄也不以为耻
In bringing many sons to glory it was fitting that God for whom and through whom everything exists should make the author of their salvation perfectthrough suffering, both the one who makes men holy and those who are made holy are of the same family. So Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers.
我们的主他是父怀中的独生子。
Our Lord is the one and only Son in the Father's bosom.
他为我们来到地上，他是神的爱子。
He came into this world for us. He is that beloved Son of God.
因为他愿意站在人的地位。
He came and stand at the position of a man.
父神在那里说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And the Heavenly Father said, this is my beloved Son in whom I delight.
今天我们可以在基督的里面。
And now we can be in Christ.
我们蒙父神所爱。
To have the same love from the Heavenly Father.
哦，我们看见这个爱是永远的爱。
And this is an everlasting love.
可是这个爱带着一个积极的目的，要把我们爱一直爱到他永远的旨意里面。
And this love has this positive purpose, which is loved us all the way into God's eternal plan.
主来，是的，他要拯救我们。
The Lord has come, yes, to save us.
但是我们知道救赎是一个手续。
Yeah, we all know clearly, redemption is just a procedure for a purpose.
这边告诉我们，他要率领众子进入荣耀。
The passage we just read says he is leading many sons into glory.
他成为长子。
And he becomes the first son.
今天我们成为他许多的儿子。
And we all now become the many sons of God.
弟兄姐妹，他把他的生命赐给我们。
Dear brothers and sisters, he has given us his own life.
我们无论有多少神的儿女，我们都是同一个耶稣基督的生命。
No matter how many children of God are out there, we all share the same life of Jesus Christ.
是他得着许多的儿子。
Yes, he obtained for himself many sons.
他要我们能够成为他的同伴。
So he wants us to become his partners.
他要带领我们率领我们能够进入荣耀的里面
so that he can lead us into glory
今天我们真的认识了这一个属天的呼召
when we really realize this wonderful heavenly calling
我们里面那样的稀奇
and we will be amazed
我们的主他称我们是弟兄
our Lord calls us his brothers
弟兄那个关系是何等的亲密。
And brothers are such a very close relationship.
那讲到我们生命的连结。
And the connection in life especially.
讲到我们能够走同样的道路。
And talk about how we can walk on the same way.
讲到我们有同一个标杆。
How we have the same goal.
他带领我们能够进入荣耀。
And he is bringing us into glory.
希伯来书三章第十四节。
Hebrews 3:14 says,
我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。
We have come to share in Christ if we hold firmly till the end of confidence we had at first.
那这个有份就讲到说我们与主是同伴的关系。
Here, to share with Christ means we are his partner or companions.
我们想到主来到地上。
Think about how the Lord came into this world.
他走在最卑微的道路是那么的孤单。
When he was walking on the way, he was so lonely.
就算有很多的人稀奇，他说话行事都有大能。
Even people around him were amazed at how the power and authority were in his words and deeds.
但是那个时候没有人真的能够成为他的同伴。
But no one could really be his companions.
虽然有很多人，他们也吃饼得饱。
Yes, a lot of people were fed because of Jesus.
但是他们不是主的同伴。
But they are no companions.
但是我们的主他上十架。
And when the Lord was crucified,
我们看见他走最孤单的道路。
He was so lonely.
他为我们要独自饮那个苦杯。
He had to finish the cup of curse alone.
只有他才有资格在十字架上来担当我们的罪。
Because only he and him alone can take up the sin of the whole world on the cross.
他孤单地走十字架的道路。
The way of the cross was very lonely for the Lord.
主好多次告诉门徒们他要受死。
Many times he shared with his disciples the fact that he would be killed.
我们想到说这些门徒们也跟着主，也看见主很多大能的作为。
And all these disciples have followed him for a while and have witnessed the great deeds he had performed.
但是你看见他们在那里争论谁伟大。
Yet, even in the midst of that, they were still arguing who should be greater.
好像他们并不是那么的能够认识或者是说明白主所一再告诉他们的话。
So they did not understand what the Lord had told them repeatedly.
我们的主在地上他曾经走过最孤单的道路。
And our Lord has walked the loneliest way on earth.
但他所有所走的路，他所做的事情，都是要得着我们。
But all the path he has taken and things he has done are helping us.
叫我们能够和他一同有份。
So that we can now share in that.
他要得着我们成为他的同伴。
He wants to obtain us as his companions.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们要认识，我们有一位这么好的同伴。
Therefore, brother, sister, we need to know we have a wonderful companion.
他是我们的主，他是我们的长兄。
And he is our Lord and our older brother.
他每一个时刻与我们同在。
And he is with us every moment.
他陪着我们走过人生的窄路。
He keeps us company on this narrow way of life.
哦，我们早上起来，到底我们心所思想的是什么？
So every morning when we first wake up, what's the thought in our mind?
希伯来书告诉我们，我们要思想耶稣。
And Hebrew tells us that fix your thoughts on Jesus.
思想那位为使者、为大祭司的耶稣。
And the one who is apostle and a priest.
是的，他是使者，他从天而来。
Yes, he is an apostle sent from heaven.
他今天是我们的大祭司。
And he's also our high priest.
他长远活着，他正在为我们祷告。
He lives forever and he is now interceding for us.
我们思想耶稣。
We need to fix our thoughts on Jesus.
从早上起来。
From the first moment of morning,
哦，我们来到主的面前。
We just come to the Lord.
我们呼喊主的名。
We cry out to His name.
我们的心转向他。
And we turn our heart toward Him.
哦，主在这里，他要来遇见我们。
And He is ready to encounter us.
弟兄姐妹，我们有一位何等宝贵的救主。
Oh, dear brother and sister, we have this wonderful Savior.
他是我们的 长兄。
He is also our older brother.
哦，今天他称我们为弟兄。
And he is not ashamed.
他叫我们在生活的里面来经历他，来得着他。
To call us his brothers so that we can experience him and also obtain him in our daily life.
他不只是我们患难中随时的帮助。
He is not just the help in time of trouble.
他叫我们和他能够一同有份。
He wants us to have him in every moment.
所以好多弟兄姐妹在疫情的阶段，他们有更多的时间，他们愿意来读神的话。
And that's why a lot of us spend more time reading the word of God in this pandemic.
他们愿意更多有时间来亲近主。
And they spend more time to draw close to the Lord.
哦，这是何等的蒙福。
And that is such a blessing.
我们都是蒙了属天呼召的儿女。
Because we are children called by the heavenly.
我们不要让各样的事情白白的经过。
So we don't want to just go through our lives in vain.
主叫我们成为他的同伴。
Because the Lord wants us to become his partners.
他叫我们能够来得着他所有的丰富。
He wants us to have his abundance.
他要率领众子进入荣耀。
And he wants to bring us into glory.
今天也许我们看环境是艰难的。
Yes, our surroundings may be difficult.
这个道路是不好走的。
The path seems to be hard.
但是如果你想到今天正是主牵着我们的手。
But if you realize the fact is that our Lord is holding our hand right now.
他在率领我们要进入荣耀。
And he is taking us into glory.
他正在做这个荣耀的工作。
He is doing that glorious work right now.
啊，我们愿意把我们自己交托在恩主的手里。
That we'll be willing to entrust ourselves in his hand.
我们愿意藏身在他的里面。
And also hide in him.
这是何等的蒙福。
And that is such a blessing.
今天我们是蒙召成为主的同伴。
We have been called to become his companions.
第三个我们要来看到蒙天召成为神的家。
And the third thing we want to talk about is through the heavenly calling, we become the household of God.
我们一起来读希伯来书第三章第五节和第六节。
Let us read together Hebrews chapter 3 verse 5 and 6.
摩西为仆人在神的全家诚然尽忠，为要证明将来必传说的事，但基督为儿子治理神的家，我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。
Moses was faithful as a servant in all God's house, testifying to what would be said in the future.But Christ is faithful as a son over God's house, and we are his house if we hold on to our courage and the hope of which we boast.
希伯来书讲到基督的超越。
And Hebrews talk about the supremacy of Christ.
他超越旧约的众仆人。
How he surpasses all servants in the Old Testament.
他超越摩西。
How he surpasses Moses.
虽然主和摩西，我们看见在神的全家诚然尽忠。
Even though Moses was very faithful in the house of God.
但是我们的主他是创造者。
Yet our Lord is the creator.
他是建造者。
He is that builder.
他比摩西更尊荣。
So he deserves more glory than Moses.
他讲到说，我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底。
Here says, if we hold on our courage and the hope of which we confess,
我们就是这个家了。
Then we are his house.
今天神呼召我们。
The Lord has called us today.
是的，一个一个的呼召。
Yes, he has called us one by one.
我们得救一个一个，我们有得救的故事。
And we all have our individual story of being saved.
他呼召我们，就用一个属天的呼召来召我们。
And he has called us through his heavenly calling.
然后我们蒙这个天召，我们成为神的家。
And through this heavenly calling, we now become the house of God.
这家是永生神的教会。
And this house of God is the church of the living God.
是的，神在我们身上，我们说每一个神的儿女，我们成为主的同伴。
Yes, all the children of God become the companions of the Lord.
那今天他率领众子进入荣耀，在神的心目中，他要得着的是一个荣耀的教会。
And since he's bringing many sons into glory, so we know in God's heart, he wants to obtain a corporate church for him.
我们知道我们是在神的家里面。
So we know we're now in the house of God.
今天我们有一位长兄。
We have this older brother,
我们的救主耶稣基督,
our Savior Jesus Christ.
他 另外我们知道在神的家里面我们还有好多的同伴。
And also we need to realize we have also many other companions in God's house.
我们有同样的生命。
Which share the same life.
我们走同样的道路。
And walk on the same path.
我们一同为主做见证。
And testify together for the Lord.
主带我们众子带他的教会要得着荣耀。
Because the Lord wants to bring many sons which is his church in glory.
我们就知道说我们的同伴何等的重要。
So we know each other are very important.
在希伯来书也告诉我们要怎么样彼此相劝。
And also in Hebrews it tells us how we should encourage one another.
使我们在走这条路上的时候。
Yes, when we are walking on this way home.
难免我们会软弱。
There are times we become weak.
甚至有的时候我们会失败。
And even fall.
但是我们知道我们不是孤单的。
But we need to remember this, that we are never alone.
今天我们是有同伴的。
We have companions.
没有一个基督徒应该是单独的。
No Christian should live alone.
没有一个基督徒他属灵到一个地步他不需要别的肢体的。
And there's no Christian who is so spiritual that he or she does not need the other members of the body.
我们需要我们的同伴。
We really need our companions.
我们需要彼此带导。
We need to pray for each other.
我们需要肢体的扶持。
We need a support from our brothers and sisters.
哦，弟兄姐妹，弟兄手握弟兄的手。
Yes, brothers, hold the hands of brothers.
我们向着标杆而去。
And march toward the goal together.
面对仇敌攻击的时候。
When we face attack from the enemy.
我们需要同伴，我们一同站在主的这一边。
We need to have companions to stand on the side of the Lord.
感谢主把同伴赐给我们。
We thank the Lord for giving us partners.
叫我们能够彼此勉励。
So that we can encourage one another.
有时候彼此劝诫。
And sometimes we need to warn one another.
让我们知道说今天我们能够一同走在这条路上。
We need to know that we are walking on this path together.
我不是孤单的。
And so I am not alone.
我有同伴。
I have partners.
今天我们蒙召，我们成为神家的一部分。
For we have been called to be a part of God's house.
不再是外人，不再是客旅。
We're no longer aliens or strangers to each other.
我们乃是神家里的人。
But a member of the house of God.
今天我们看见这是一个属天的呼召。
And this is the heavenly calling.
他叫我们成为这个家。
To become one household.
他的工作是要完成在每一个神儿女的身上。
And he wants to accomplish this glorious work on each and every one of us.
那第四个我们要看见蒙天召进入神的安息。
The fourth aspect is to be called into God's rest.
希伯来书三章十九节说这样看来他们不能进入安息是因为不信的缘故了。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 19 says, So we see that they were not able to enter because of their unbelief.
所以第三章我们看见这些以色列的百姓。
And in chapter 3, we saw the Israelites.
是一面他们也是很蒙福的。
On one hand, they were so blessed.
神带他们出了埃及。
Because God took them out of Egypt.
他们看见神许多大能的作为。
And they witnessed great deeds of God.
但是因着不信的缘故。
But because of their unbelief.
他们没有办法进入神的安息。
They could not enter the rest of God.
什么是安息呢？
What is rest?
我们知道说当神创造工作完成的时候歇了他的工。
We all know that God rested when he finished the work of creation.
神安息了。
He rested.
今天我们知道安息讲到我们愿意歇了自己的工。
So to enter into rest,Meaning we need to rest our own work.
一面那些劳苦担重担的。
Those who are heavily laden.
他说你们可以到我这里来。
The Lord says, come to me.
他使我们能够得着这个安息。
And I will give you rest.
但弟兄姐妹，今天我们是不是能够真的进入这个安息呢？
But brothers and sisters, are we really able to enter into this rest?
今天有一个属天的呼召。
Again, this is a heavenly call.
今天这个呼召叫我们能够进入神的安息。
Calling us into God's rest.
我们在第四章里面看到他说这样看来必定有一安息的安息为神的子民存留。
That's why we see in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 9 says, There remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God.
因为那进入安息的乃是歇了自己的功，如同神歇了他的功一样。
For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from his own work, just as God did for his.
所以我们务必竭力进入那安息，免得有人学那不信从的样子跌倒了。
Let's therefore make every effort to enter that rest, so that no one will fall by following their example of disobedience.
今天有一个属天的呼召。
So there is a heavenly calling.
他要呼召我们进入神的安息。
Calling us into God's rest.
弟兄姐妹，他讲到那个关键在于相信。
And the key of entering into rest is to believe.
这个呼召真的是让我们里面有一个开启，有一个看见。
And this calling will reveal to us.
什么时候你里面的眼睛被打开了？
Whenever our inner eyes are opened.
那个呼召临到我们身上。
And that's when the calling comes in.
这条路是一条信心的道路。
And that is a path of faith.
今天不是靠着我们自己。
Which means not through our own works.
不像那些犹太人，他们靠着自己想要来守律法。
Not like the Jews, they try to rely on their own abiding of the law.
他们以为他可以做到。
They thought they can make it.
但是今天我们看见，我们靠着自己。我们什么都不能做。
But we clearly see that we can do nothing relying on ourselves.
今天真叫我们信他。
But the Lord says, just trust me.
叫我们真的是依靠他。
Just rely on me.
今天我们感谢主。
So we thank the Lord for that.
这个呼召临到我们的身上。
For this calling has come upon us.
我们这些劳苦担重担的，第一个我们到主这里来。
So those who are labored and heavily burdened can come to the Lord now.
他是我们的安息。
That he is our rest.
他要吸引我们来就近他。
He wants to draw us to him.
那第二个我们知道说不止得着安息，他叫我们能够享安息。
Not only to enter into the rest, but also enjoy the rest.
基督是我们的安息。
The Lord Jesus Christ is that rest.
我们要认识到我们的天然生命，我们的肉体是无益的。
We need to recognize that my natural life, my flesh, are useless.
我们愿不愿意放下自己呢？
Are we willing to let it go?
放下我的挣扎，放下我的努力。
Let go of my strife, let go of my struggles.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道这个放下不是一个消极的放下。
And this letting go is not to be passively doing nothing.
这个放下是一个积极的。
But a very positive let go.
我知道我已经与主同死了。
Because I know I have died with Christ.
我知道我已经与主同钉十字架了。
I know I have been crucified with Christ.
今天我愿意做这样的一个拣选。
Therefore, I'm willing to choose to believe.
我愿意放下我的自己。
To let go of myself.
让基督他是我的生命。
So that Christ, who is my life.
弟兄姐妹，多少时候我们个人的里面有许多的挣扎。
So many times we have struggles within.
有些人胜不过他的肉体的软弱。
A lot of times we can overcome the weaknesses in your flesh.
有些人胜不过他的脾气。
For example, our own temper.
有些人有各样各样不同的情形。
And our different problems.
但是我们知道，在天然生命的里面，我们没有神的安息。
Yeah, you know, there's no God's rest in our natural life.
今天神要呼召我们，要竭力的进入那个安息。
Therefore, He is calling us to enter into His rest.
什么是安息呢？
So what is rest?
今天我们愿意歇了自己的功。
Which is to rest from our own works.
我们站在一个地位上。
To choose a position.
我们承认我已经死了。
Confess that I have died.
我们的生命与基督一同藏在神的里面。
Now I am hiding in God with Jesus Christ.
今天不是我来活，是基督来活。
So it's no longer I that lives, but Christ who lives in me.
我胜不过的，今天基督能够胜过。
Things that I cannot overcome, Christ can.
但是我们要知道，我们的天然生命常常就是其中的一个拦阻。
Yet our natural life is the blockage, is the hindrance.
这个呼召叫我们歇下自己的工。
That's why God calls us to rest our works.
这是一个属天的呼召。
This is a heavenly calling.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个蒙福的呼召。
Also a very blessed calling.
真的叫我们愿意竭力的进入那个安息。
So that we will make every effort to enter into God's rest.
其实就在生活里面有好多的机会。
And there are opportunities everywhere, every day.
有时候有些人觉得说他就是咽不下一口气。
Sometimes we just feel that I just cannot hold my temper.
然后原因是什么？就是你的天然生命。
You know why is that? Because that's your natural life.
当你放下了，你就进入了基督的安息。
When you are willing to letting go, then you can enter into the rest of Christ.
有些那个受冤枉、那个委屈，他好像一直就过不去。
Sometimes the bitterness because we've been wronged by other people, it's hard to let go.
有些时候是受伤。
Sometimes maybe the wounds by others.
弟兄姐妹。这些叫我们失去了安息。
All these things we hold on to make us lose God's rest.
放下我们自己。
Let it go.
我们知道那个属天的呼召。
Because there is a heavenward calling.
召我们进入神的安息。
Calling us into God's rest.
我们相信今天主他是我们的一切。
We need to believe that Christ is all to me.
我们相信今天他死，我们在他里面已经死了。
That he died and I died in him.
我们相信他复活，我们已经和他一同复活。
And we believe when he resurrected, we resurrected with him.
今天我们能够得安息，我们也能够享安息。
Therefore, we can have the rest and enjoy it.
今天我们知道那个秘诀。在于我们歇了自己的工。
And the secret is to rest from our own works.
最后一个点，我们讲到蒙天召过属天的生活。
And the last aspect we would like to share with you is being called heavenworthy to live a heavenly life.
腓立比书三章二十节说，我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 20 says,But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们是天上的国民。
Our citizenship is of heaven.
一面讲到这是我们的地位身份。
And that's our position.
今天我们的生活是不是能够反映出我们的这样的一个地位呢？
Does our daily living reflect that position?
希伯来书十一章十三节这边讲到说，这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。
Hebrew 11 verse 13 says, All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance.And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth.
这边有一个信心大的行列。
And you see, this is a great army of faith.
那他们呢，虽然死的时候没有得着所应许的。
And these people did not receive what had been promised.
他们从远处望见，而且欢喜迎接。
But they saw them and welcomed them from a distance.
当那个属天的呼召在他们的里面成为他们的使命。
And when their heavenly calling becomes mission in their lives.
他们承认在地上是客旅，是寄居的。
And the result is they will admit that they are strangers and aliens on earth.
弟兄姐妹，这一个属天的呼召。
And dear brothers and sisters, this heavenly calling.
教我们在地上过一个属天的生活。
Help us to live a heavenly life on earth.
我们是客旅。
We are travelers.
今天这个世界不是我们的家。
So this world is not our home.
这些外面的不能霸占我们的心。
Our things cannot occupy our hearts.
我们是寄居的。
We are aliens.
我们是一个朝圣者。
We are worshippers toward the holy land.
今天我们从这个地上这样子经过，我们是朝着标杆而去的。
In this world, we are just passing through in order to reach our goal.
今天是不是这个属天的呼召真的影响我们在地上的生活呢？
Does this heavenly calling affect how we live on earth?
我想很 简单的，也许我们可以自己来思想一下。
So we can just think about it.
也许你看看你在生活中什么才是你觉得最重要的。
Look around and think about what is the most important thing in your life.
我们的价值观到底是怎么样来衡量各样的事情的
？What is our value system?
我们说主在我们身上，他是不是能够真的他有地位
？Is the Lord really highly regarded in our life and choice?
他真的是主吗
？Is he really my Lord?
还是今天我们说他是我的救主
？Or we just say he is my savior?
今天我们不愿意说他是我的主
，but not my Lord。
弟兄姐妹，我们心里相信，还要口里承认。
Dear brothers and sisters, we not only believe in our heart, we need to confess with our mouth.
心里相信神已经叫他从死里复活。
We believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead.
他是又真又活的神。
Knowing that he is the true and living God.
我们口里承认耶稣基督是主。
We also confess with our mouth that he is the Lord.
他是我的主。
He is my Lord.
今天他在我们生活大小事情上，我说他是主。
Therefore, He is the Lord over all my daily things, big and small.
在教会中，他是主。
And in the church, He is the Lord.
他在一切之上。
He is above all things.
他在治理神的家。
And He is managing His house.
今天我们是蒙属天呼召的儿女。
And we are the children who have received this heavenly calling.
哦，我们是属天的子民。
And we are heavenly people.
我们求主带我们脱离所有属地的缠累。
So we ask the Lord to help us to set us free from the bondages of this earth.
让天能够在地上开始。
So heaven can be seen on earth.
很多弟兄姐妹，他在一个很不好的一个环境的里面。
And some brothers and sisters are in a very difficult situation.
哦，但是他能够享受主的同在。
Yet in the midst of that, they enjoy the Lord's presence.
今天我们蒙了天召，要我们过属天的生活。
We have been called to live life in a heavenly manner.
那这个教我们知道说，只有基督是一切。
And we know that Christ is all.
他是一切又在一切之内。
He is all and he is in all.
所以我们做的每一个决定
，Therefore every decision we make，
是不是跟基督能够有关系呢
？Does it have anything to do with Christ？
你选一个工作
，When you choose a job，
为了生活，为了更好的前途
，You choose for a better living, better future？
还是我们能够连于基督？我们说我们在主的里面，主带领我们来做每一个决定。
Or we justTurn to the Lord and ask the Lord to make the right decision.
有弟兄他要买一个房子。
And some people want to buy a house.
他的心是说主啊，求你能够给我一个预备一个房子，是主你能够来使用的。
And his heart or his willingness that the Lord give me a house that you can use.
你能够来祝福许多人的。
And through this house, you can bless many others.
有些人找配偶。
Some people looking for a spouse.
从外面的条件来做了很多的分析。
And they try to analyze one candidate from the other through outward conditions.
但是你愿不愿意说主啊，我愿意这个家是蒙你祝福，能够让你来使用的。
Or are you willing to say, Lord, I want to have a marriage through which you can use.
我盼望说有一个家，耶稣基督你是主。
And I wish to have a house that the Lord you are the house head.
这个属天的呼召会影响我们生活中所做的每一个决定。
The heavenly calling will have impact on every decision we make.
我们说，让我们在地上今天能够过一个属天的生活。
Therefore, our wish is that even though we live on earth, we live in a heavenly manner.
在地上，你说我做这个事情，做这个拣选，做那个拣选，好像。时间过去了，这些事情也就发生了。
You know, we make decisions left and right every day. As time passes, things have occurred.
我们感谢主，这一个属天的呼召，叫我们和主同坐天上。
We thank the Lord for this heavenly calling has seated us in that heavenly realm.
这个属天的呼召让我们成为主的同伴。
And this heavenly calling has made us his companions.
这个属天的呼召让我们成为神的家。
And also become the house of God.
不止主是我们的同伴，今天我们是神家里的人，我们得着我们的弟兄姐妹是我们的同伴，一同来奔跑这条天路。
Not only the Lord is our companion, we also have brothers and sisters in God's house are our partners, so we can walk on this heavenward way together.
这属天的呼召让我们能够进入神的安息。
And this heavenly calling enables us to rest in God.
我们愿意放下我们的自己。
And let ourselves go.
让他在我们里面来做主。
So that he can be the Lord inside.
这个属天的呼召让我们在地上过一个属天的生活。
And this heavenly calling enables us to live in heavenly manner on earth.
今天他带我们天天努力，天天上升。
So every day he's bringing us upwardly.
今天我们在地上是客旅，是寄居的。
Yes, we are travelers, we are aliens on earth.
我们求主帮助我们脱下所有缠累我们的。
And we ask the Lord help us to let go all the entanglements.
我们是属天的子民。
Because we are the people of heaven.
2021年，我们求主他来祝福我们。
We ask the Lord to bless us in 2021.
不管环境怎么样。
Doesn't matter how the outward environment turned out.
我们有主是我们的同伴。
We have the Lord as our companion.
我们相信他与我们同在，他与我们同行。
We believe that he's with us and walk by our side.
他带我们经过高山，带我们经过低谷。
He will take us to the highs and the lows.
他永远不离开我们。
But he will never leave us.
叫我们里面有一个极深的渴慕。
So that we need to have this true longing.
啊，我们愿意紧紧地连于主。
Wanting to be closely connected with him.
我们愿意他在我们生活中每一件事上他能够居首位。
Want him to be the first in everything we do in our lives.
我们愿意天能够在地上开始。
We want the heaven to start on earth through us.
我们这些软弱卑微的人。
We are weak and lowly.
今天我们蒙了属天的呼召。
But have received this heavenly calling.
我们能够在地上过属天的生活。
So that we can live on earth.In a heavenly manner.
请我们一起唱诗歌274首更高之处。
Let us sing hymn 274 together, higher ground.
主扶持我们，使我们上升。
Oh Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
凭信站立天的高峰。
By faith on heaven's stable land.
在第四节这边讲到说，我愿靠恩登峰造极。
In verse 4 it says, I want to scale the utmost height.
再比瞥见荣耀无比
，and catch a gleam of glory bright.
但我仍然祷告不住
，but still I'll pray till heaven I found.
求领我到更高之处
，Lord, lead me onto higher ground.
主呼召我们
，the Lord is calling us.
他带我们要到更高之处
，He wants to bring us to a higher ground.
继续住